Is he eventually a starting rotation candidate, or do you think he's a bullpen pitcher?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hello?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What happened there? Wait a minute. Somebody put Buck on hold here.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Somebody put Buck on hold there. Put Buck back on the air. Buck. It's line one there. Line one.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Line one's Rich. Hi, Rich. Oh, Rich is gone now.
I love the phones here.
I've got nobody to talk to.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Break brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at least for one more week at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is the guy we just heard in the open. He's a Hall of Fame e-break participant. He's Norm Hitchkiss. Now, if there's an obvious call that is missed in any sort of game by an official, what does Norm reference? It was
three blind mice?
Three blind mice, or it was so obvious that Stevie Wonder could have seen it. Yeah.
Was it Ronnie Millsap, and he blind?
Yeah, I think Norm's probably brought up his name before.
Usually are you sighted? Can you see?
Well, Norm tried to dial up a blind musician when he was talking about the Dez Bryant catch or no catch this past Sunday on the postgame show, and he brought up something that really offended Donnie.
I know it. In hindsight, it probably doesn't affect the game because there was interference on the play in which Dez was ruled to have a touchdown. But if I'm the National Football League, I'm just flat out ashamed of not overturning that call. And you can see the ball rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
Outside the arm of Dez Bryant. My goodness gracious, is MC Hammer in the replay booth?
Well, why would that make any difference?
No, I'm sorry.
Like that was Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder, thank you.
That's the wrong black artist
exactly
you have, Norm.
Right.
MC Hammer? I was about to say.
Let me just put it this way. MC Hammer would have overturned it. We know that, right?
I think MC Hammer needs the money. I think he needs a job. But
but it's a Cowboy win.
Donovan laughed. Hammer.
Donovan laughed it off, but I think he was clearly offended there.
Yeah, they're not even from the same eras, or
right.
I mean, they're so different. Genres are different.
I mean, Stevie Wonder.
Okay. From time to time, didn't MC Hammer wear some crazy-looking glasses that maybe Norm thought could be Stevie Wonder-type blind person glasses?
Yeah, but how could MC Hammer dance like that if he was blind and not...
Blind people can dance, George.
Not like MC Hammer, flying around the stage and jumping around. Okay, show me.
Give me a couple months.
Does Norm even know what MC Hammer looks like, though?
No, probably not.
He has no idea.
That's right.
MC Hammer.
So that was awesome, right?
Nah.
There's Norm up for an e-break.
Not that hammer.
Also back in emergency break competition is one Michael Karasik. Karasik Park.
Mitchell.
Sports panties.
Mitchell Karasik. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mitchell Karasik, who we do think sounds a little bit like sports panties. And he's going to go ahead and give you the lineup for the college football Saturday. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is.
West Virginia at Oklahoma State. Baylor at number 12, Oklahoma. Number 2, Kansas State at TCU. And tune in to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, today starting at 5:30 for the pregame show as SMU hosts Southern Methodist. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. I'm Mitchell Karasik.
Now, Rich, I didn't know the red-blue game was on Saturday.
Yeah, you missed that. It's a pretty good scrimmage they had.
SMU, Southern Methodist.
And that's being delivered on the flagship station.
Right. We're going to carry that game
for SMU football.
I'm doubling up on SMU, man.
So there you go, your college football Saturday.
West Virginia at Oklahoma State. Baylor at number 12, Oklahoma. Number 2, Kansas State at TCU. And tune in to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, today starting at 5:30 for the pregame show as SMU hosts Southern Methodist. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10.
And he's
amazing.
Promoting the game.
Right.
He was close. It was Southern Miss, not mm-hmm. Southern Methodist.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Mitchell Karasik up for an e-break. And so is Big Strong Jeremy.
I protest this.
Jeremy, you doing okay?
I've had a rough week.
Yeah, we've noticed you've had some misfires this week. This one was awesome, though. This is a misfire that's, I think, somewhat understandable because it's sometimes hard to tell when Norm is finished with the live spot.
A little bit, yeah.
Especially sensitive Norm. And you got sensitive Norm here in the middle of a live spot. Then Jer wrecks it. And then Norm is able to regather himself, though, and go back into sensitive Norm.
They have such successes. They treat the whole person. But it starts with you wanting answers to questions. You can get those any time of the day, day or night. Sante Center has a counselor standing by for your call, 800-258-4250. 800-258-4250. Hey.
Hello, car fans. It's the Musers here with some exciting news from...
Yes, I was finishing the spot here. That's all right. Jer was quick on the trigger here. Had a pregnant pause, and sure enough, Jer jumped in.
Let's stick the landing.
All right. I want to tell you that if you're struggling with addictions, they can help.
Is that not awesome or what?
It's
so right. Hey, car fans, what's going on?
Just Ernest Norm is just such a put-on.
Hey, if you're struggling with addictions,
you can hear it in that live spot how he can just quickly switch into that character. Mm-hmm. You heard it on Choose Energy how just overly energetic and passionate he is about something he has no idea what it is.
He is moving merchandise, man.
And you know, and I don't blame Jared for firing because it sounded like Norm was done.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was totally out of energy and just spent. Let's hear it one more time.
They have such successes. They treat the whole person, but it starts with you wanting answers to questions. You can get those any time of the day, day or night. Sante Center has a counselor standing by for your call, 800-258-4250. 800-258-4250. Hey.
Hello, car fans. It's the Musers here with some exciting news from...
Yes, I was finishing the spot here. That's all right. Jer was quick on the trigger here. Had a pregnant pause, and sure enough, Jer jumped in.
Let's stick the landing.
All right. I want to tell you that if you're struggling with addictions, they can help. It starts with you getting your life back.
All right, Norm. So that's Norm. That is Mitchell Karasik, and that is Jer. Interrupting the Norm live spot as your candidates for the emergency break of the week.
I like to say I was drawn off sides on that one.
Yeah, it's just the way it goes, okay? I got drawn off sides, too, in the poll, and just happens, okay?
Even if you're drawn off sides, you know, hard snap count or something,
right.
Penalty's still on you.
That's right, still a flag.
Under protest.
888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for George's TJ Maxx checkout line diarrhea.
What? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Checkout line at TJ Maxx?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the host and future star of Ticket Weekends for the show Jurassic Park.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the... Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Norm and MC Hammer. Stevie Wonder. And I love you madly, Georgie.
Who are you? All right, girl. You just go ahead. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Norm. I like cars, and I've got addictions.
Okay.
Yeah, that's combining the two live spots.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Users, Gordon, this is Stan. Give me Mitchell. Mazel, you three. Good things.
Oh, it's Ruben Pfeffer's boss from Along Came Polly. Stan.
Still never seen it.
Guy, you gotta
Stan's
see
last
it.
Name again?
Mm-hmm. I'll find it.
Good things. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to make a responsible vote for Vaginal Slice Born Boy.
You're an idiot. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I tell you, I hope you do better than you've acted under the Christmas tree with the stocking up there and get help for your addictions.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Vaginal Slice Born.
You're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, Musers, good morning. Long-time caller, first-time listener. And I'll hang up and vote.
Hate that guy.
Stan Andersky, by the way.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, I'm on?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take Norm number 3, and I sharted. We got
Come on. That's also from A Long Came Polly.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, pals. I'd like to choose Jeremy, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'd like to say that even Ghostface Killer could have gotten that call right. Oh, I'm sorry.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yay.
Norm Hischkes has won yet again.
Thought this is
the
Jeremy.
Master of all e-brakes. No, this is
on Norm.
The
on
first
Norm
one. When he messes up the
black performer
on the ticket.
I know it. In hindsight, it probably doesn't affect the game because there was interference on the play in which Dez was ruled to have a touchdown. But if I'm the National Football League, I'm just flat out ashamed of not overturning that call. And you can see the ball rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
outside the arm of Dez Bryant. My goodness gracious, is MC Hammer in the replay booth?
Why would that make any difference?
No, I'm sorry.
Like that Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder, thank you.
That's the wrong black artist
right,
you have,
exactly
Norm.
Right.
MC Hammer? I was about to say.
Let me just put it this way. MC Hammer would have overturned it. We know that, right?
I think MC Hammer needs the money. I think he needs a job. But
but it's a Cowboy win.
And it's a Norm win.
That's not a good out, by the way, when he says, let's just put it this way, MC Hammer would have overturned the call.
Right.
We know that.
Right. That's obvious.
How many is that for the Master?
What a year for Norman Petraeus Hischkes. He has 60 wins, he's the all-time leader, and he leads in 2012.
Wow. Six in 2012.
No, awesome. I'm not Ray Charles.
Well, that's another one he always uses, huh?
Oh, yeah, Ray Charles, another good one.